You're listening to SBS News.
Vincent Lambert has almost no consciousness and has been completely paralysed since a motorcycle accident in 2008. He's able to breathe without a respirator and occasionally moves his eyes, but that's about all. Doctors say the damage is irreversible, but his cousin Helene believes there's potential for improvement.
No, it's all about the preservation of human life. Vincent is disabled, but not in a vegetative state. His eyes are moving, his eyes cry, he feels emotions. For sure, he is disabled, but he is alive and he has feelings.
The 42-year-old is fed food and water through a tube at a hospital in northeastern France. His wife, Rachel, wants doctors to end his care, in turn letting him die. She has the support of a number of his siblings and the European Court of Human Rights. Her lawyer, Lorraine Petitis, says it's what Vincent Lambert would have wanted.
Rachel Lambert has always held the same position. She wants the will of her husband to be respected. She can only be satisfied. Now she sees that the doctors are carrying it out.
Mr. Lambert's Catholic mother, Viviana, is wholly against plans to end his life.
We are gradually switching him off, little by little. They're Nazis, that's what I think. I won't tell you what I think they deserve.
After an initial court ruling, Mr. Lambert's doctors had started the process of switching off life support, but were forced to resume care after that ruling was reversed. Far-right National Rally Party leader Marine Le Pen says if the doctors removed life support, they are convicting Mr. Lambert to death.
C'est-à-dire l'idée d'un refus d'acharnement thérapeutique.
There's the idea to refuse excessive treatments, but Vincent Lambert isn't alive because of machines. He's only fed and hydrated. The fact that a judge without family consent can stop feeding and hydrating Vincent obviously raises questions.
Euthanasia is illegal in France, but in 2016 the Leonetti law was passed, giving terminally ill patients the right to be put under deep sedation by doctors until death. A terminally ill patient's right to die with dignity is an issue lawmakers worldwide are grappling with. In Victoria, new voluntary assisted dying laws will be rolled out from the 19th of June. Dying with Dignity Victoria President Hugh Sargent says there is a strict criteria under which the laws will apply.
Death has to be expected within 6 months, except in the case of neurodegenerative illnesses. It must be associated with advanced, incurable and progressive illness, and it must be one which is causing intolerable suffering that cannot be relieved in a manner that the person considers tolerable.
He says a case like Vincent Lambert's wouldn't qualify for voluntary assisted dying in Victoria under the new laws.
Vincent Lambert is in a vegetative state, so presumably he's not suffering as such and therefore wouldn't qualify under our rules.
Victoria is the first state in Australia to introduce assisted dying laws. Mr. Sargent anticipates others will follow.
There's been shown to be consistent and growing and very high public support for all this. I think it's now up to figures like 85 and 90% around Australia of people who are in support in some way of assisted dying. So I suppose, yes, my view is it's coming and largely a question, I think, of when rather than if.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.